Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. Our goal is to help travelers that are struggling with planning any type of trip to Morocco. Our company, Destination Morocco, builds personalized tour packages that will ensure you enjoy our country just like a local. Follow us at destinationmorocco.co. And now, let's go exploring.
Welcome to Destination Morocco podcast. The guest for this episode is none other than Sam from our headquarters in Marrakech. Sam, welcome on board.
Thank you, Mr. Azzedine. Thank you for your invitation.
You're very welcome. From the souks of Marrakech to the old historic Medina to the stunning beaches of Essaouira, there's something for everyone. But there's so much more to see and do in Marrakech. Sam, would you please help us and take us, guide us through what to expect for people who are visiting Marrakech? What are some of the things to see and do?
Yes, thank you. The first thing that I suggest is taking a cooking class. As you know, Moroccan cuisine is famous for its bold flavors and a very diverse cuisine, which is a mix of Berber cuisine, Arabic cuisine, and the Jewish cuisine, which gives it one of the best cuisines worldwide. And you can take a cooking class to learn how to cook some of famous dishes in Moroccan cuisine, including tagine, for example, tangia, pastilla, and there is many more other dishes which is famous and which is specific to each region in Morocco. For example, pastilla, which is specific to the region of Fez. You can learn about how to cook tangia, which is one of the best dishes in Marrakech, of course.
That's very interesting. And what else can they also do, stating the idea and the term of food?
Of course, go on a food tour. Sample of delicious and diverse cuisine of Morocco on a guided food tour in Marrakech or Fez, Essaouira or Tangier is something that you don't have to miss while visiting Morocco. As well, you can take a street food. Street food, especially in Marrakech, I'm sure that you will love it. There is so many things that you can try during your street food tour in Morocco. You can try head meat, cooked slowly. You can try it on the Jemaa Fna Square in Marrakech.
Okay, so just to back up, I think I heard you say head. So that's one of the Moroccan delicacies. I don't think a lot of people will, opt for that one, but it's not really for everyone. I mean, I love it. We grew up eating it, so I'm used to it. So it might be kind of a little bit different taste for a lot of people. And I know when Andrew Zimmerman visited Marrakech, it was one of the tough ones for him to taste. Just, approach it with caution, so just in case. But also just to add to what you have been saying, Sam, the cooking classes, they can be done in Riyadh, they can be done in hotels, they can be done in somebody's home. And also when it comes to the food tour, it's just basically, you're just sampling foods from shop to shop or place to place, like in half a day or so. Then the other one that you were saying, that the street food is very intriguing, and it's really, really interesting, especially when it comes to Marrakesh. Marrakesh is the best spot in the whole Morocco when it comes to street food, especially in the square. It has come a long way for the last 2 or 3 decades. It has improved so much. But still, if you don't know what you're going in those stalls, you might get lost. So just, it's, I would always recommend having somebody send you somewhere or recommend one of those stalls for you to go and enjoy your meal. The other thing is, if you see a place where there's a lot of tourists, I may not want to sit at that table, but I'll go to a table where it's full with the locals. So that's my recommendation when it comes to street food. Now, we're going to keep staying in the same in Marrakesh area. What are other things that they can do, Sam?
One of the things that you can experience while you are in Marrakesh or in Morocco, especially in Marrakesh, is go on a hot air balloon, right? Soar over the Moroccan landscapes and taking a stunning views from above. When you ride a hot air balloon over Marrakesh, you're going to get a view, special views over Marrakesh, including the old Medina, including the suburbs of Marrakesh, including the stunning views of the Atlas Mountains. I can say that's one of the best experiences that you can do for couples and especially for families. It's highly recommended to enjoy one experience. It starts from early morning and ends with the sunrise, including breakfast on the air. It's one of the best experiences you can enjoy during your trip to Morocco.
That's really, really interesting. I know I'm afraid of heights. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do it, but I might give it a chance, because I remember we talked to Sharif on his episode with the hot air balloon experience, and it sounded really, really good. So I definitely want to try it this summer for sure. But also, just to let the audience know, that the company will pick you up from your Riyadh or hotel at about early morning, like Sam said, at 6 a.m. And then they take you to, it's an offsite location where so many balloon companies work. And basically, you go with one that you book with, and that's where the tour really will take place. The ride should be about maybe 45 minutes to an hour, but it's just incredible. The sky view is really, really amazing. By 9 a.m., you should be done. And this is what I really like about it, because you still have your full day ahead of you, that you can still do a lot of things, a lot of other experiences and stuff like that. So this is amazing. Thank you, Sam, for that. Now, we're going to switch again to Marrakesh. We're going to switch a little bit of scenery and landscape. What would be the next thing to do and experience for tourists and visitors?
As you come to Morocco, as you visit Morocco, one of the things or experiences you have to do is visiting the High Atlas Mountains, including the Berber villages, and a lunch with the Berber family, as well as a guided hike of like 1 hour and 1.5 hours to 2 hours, is something you don't have to miss when you are in Morocco. The Atlas Mountains, we have like 3 chains of the Atlas Mountains, including the High Atlas Mountains, the Middle Atlas Mountains, and the Anti-Atlas Mountains. But we recommend highly to visit the High Atlas Mountains. For example, the Imlil Valley is one of the best spots to enjoy this experience, to enjoy your guided hike, and then end by enjoying our traditional Berber lunch with a local family in Imlil. Here you will learn with your guide, your local guide, of course, mountain guide. You learn about how the Berber lives. They spend their daily life and how they cook their meals every day using traditional stuff. You can learn about how to prepare even Moroccan tea with mint and so on and so forth.
That's really, really interesting. Saying those things, it really takes me back to my own village. Now, for a lot of the guests, some they like to do hiking, but they don't want to do something that is really, really hardcore hiking. Can you explain to us in terms of miles, kilometers, and also, you know, the trails? How are they? Do they walk, or do they use animals to help along the way, or how does it work really?
Yeah, this is a good question. Imlil is the nearest starting point for trekking in Morocco and one of the famous spots. It's 1.5 hour drive from Marrakesh.
Okay.
So for the trails or for the hiking or trekking, it depends on your physical. There is low level, there is medium, and there is like a high level. Depends on your physical force. And for example, if you are like groups of friends, if you are families, so there is something for everyone. You can start from Imlil. For example, you can visit the Kasbah, you can visit the village of Aromd, And for kids, for example, or for the people, they can take, for example, a long hike. They can ride mules.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, to enjoy this experience, to visit the Kasbah and to visit the villages on the top of the mountain.
Wow, that's really, really interesting. That actually answers my own question, because I know not doing a lot of walking, not being physically active, then when I go to my village, it takes me about 2 days or so to get through the muscle ache and, you know, my legs start to hurt a little bit. So, but this makes really sense. Okay, that's excellent. Now, what else can we do if we're still staying in the vicinity of Marrakesh? What else can we do, or guests or tourists can do?
One of the best things, of course, is to visit the city. The city of Marrakesh is one of the oldest imperial cities in Morocco. We have 4 imperial cities. We have Marrakesh, Fez, Rabat, and Meknes. So by far, Marrakesh is the best. When it comes to Marrakesh, it's rich of history, heritage, and culture. So when you visit Marrakesh, during your city tour, you can explore the palaces, enjoy the beautiful architecture of the palaces, including the Bahia Palace, including the Badia Palace, the Majoril Gardens. You can visit the Kotobia Mosque, an 11th century mosque from outside, by the way, and not from inside, because it's not allowed to visit inside the mosque. And as well, visit the souks. The souks or the old Medina. The old Medina of Marrakesh is like a kind of labyrinth, full of alleys, full of color. Yeah, it's a colorful town and a Medina that you can enjoy. Like, you can just go there for hours and hours and hours, and you will not feel bored visiting this amazing Medina.
That sounds really, really amazing. So just give the listeners a little bit of perspective in terms of the souks or the square or Jemaa el Fna square regarding to the Kutubiya Mosque. They're walking distance. They're next to each other. Actually, just they're separated by a street. So when you can see it, and it's amazing. The souk is just the market. Jemaa el Fna square has been UNESCO Heritage Site, I believe, since 85 or 87, but it's been quite some time. And it's just one of the must-see stops in Marrakesh for sure. And also in terms of the culture, there's a lot of Berber culture. There's a lot of Jewish culture. Can you tell us a little bit about that in Marrakesh, please, Sam?
Yes. If you want to learn about Berber culture in Marrakesh, I recommend highly to visit Yves Saint Laurent Berber Museum, visit Dar Tiskiwin Museum, visit La Maison de la Photographie, and Dar El Besha Museum. As you know, Marrakesh used to be the capital, the first capital for Berbers. So this is a trace of the Berbers there. So when you visit the museums, you will get an idea about the Berbers of Marrakesh through history, through hundreds of years, starting from the 11th century to 2023.
So just to give the listeners a little bit of perspective, you mentioned the first, the Berber Museum, YSL. So just to make the connection, YSL, it is the designer. That's where he lived. The Majoril Garden, he bought it a long time ago, and he took care of it, and he made it what it is today. And actually, he lived and died in Marrakesh. And a little bit of his story is that he was working at the time for Chris Dior, the designer, and he was not really doing well. So he needed a little bit of vacation to clear his head and creativity. So he went to Marrakesh for a couple of days, but then he fell in love with the city, with the colors, the diversity, everything. Then he spent the rest of his life in Marrakesh. And when you look at his fashion, the colors, they always reflect to the colors of Marrakesh and also the colors of Morocco. So it's a really, really intriguing story. And it's a must-see stops. You know, the Garden of Marrakesh, you have to see it. Then the museum next to it, you have to see it. So it's a really, really happening spot in Marrakesh. Now we're going to switch a little bit of gears. Besides Marrakesh, what's there for the tourists to see? What else would you recommend or would you like to talk about, please, Sam?
I recommend people to visit the Sahara Desert, as well as the Kasbahs. So when you are in Morocco, I highly recommend to visit the Kasbahs, fortified villages dating back centuries and centuries ago. I recommend to visit the Ait Ben Haddou Kasbah. Ait Ben Haddou Kasbah is very famous. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it was used to be a scene for many international movies, including Gladiator, Games of Thrones, and so on and so forth. After visiting the Kasbahs, I highly recommend to visit the Sahara Desert of Merzouga and enjoy a comrade experience. Comrade experience in the Sahara Desert and watch the sunset over the huge sand dunes of Erg Chebbi in Merzouga And of course, spend a romantic night under the stars in a luxury desert camp in Merzouga. There is plenty of camps, luxury camps, where you can spend a loving night there and enjoy your time in the Sahara Desert.
Ait Ben Haddou. Ait Ben Haddou is close to my village. Last time when I visited, it was, I would say, about an hour, give or take a few minutes. What's the best time to visit Ait Ben Haddou, in your opinion?
Oh, the best time to visit Ait Ben Haddou. I suggest to visit it early morning or late afternoon because there is an amazing panoramic view where you can take some memories, some amazing photos, a lifetime experience.
Close your eyes and imagine the warm desert breeze kissing your skin as you wander through the narrow streets of Marrakesh. Feel the excitement as you lose yourself to the vibrant colors of the souks, where every corner holds a treasure waiting to be discovered. Experience the thrill of adventure as you traverse the majestic Sahara Desert on camelback, with nothing but endless dunes stretching before you. Experience Morocco. Feel alive. Get 15% off all small group tours. Visit our website, destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. Use the word 15 as a discount code at checkout and reserve your spot today.
Okay, perfect. When I went, we were the only ones. And by the time we left, there were, you know, buses and buses of tourists just flooding the place. So I felt really good doing it early. Now, what do you talk about Ait Ben Haddou? Ait Ben Haddou is the gate to the desert. The next stop would be Dad's Valley and so forth. Just to give you an idea, if it takes 4 hours of driving to get from point A to point B, you're going to have to make at least 4 or 5 stops because the scenery, oh my God, it's mind-blowing. It's beyond incredible. And I know this because I've taken that route. I've taken it from Kliwet, from my village, all the way to Merzouga. And it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. So now, when we talk about the Kasbah Ait Ben Haddou, unfortunately, that's what the West know because of the movies, because of the media. But there are thousands even better than Ait Ben Haddou that a lot of people don't know and they don't get enough credit. However, you will see them on your way to the desert. So that's why I say, you know, when you're going from Ait Ben Haddou towards Merzouga Desert, make sure you stop quite a bit because there's so much to see and cover and you don't want to miss it. Then the other thing that you mentioned, Sam, when it comes to Merzouga, it's the sunset and then the early morning when you wake up and look at the stars. The stars in the sky, they just look so bright. It's something that I have never seen in my life. It's amazing. But then again, the stars, they look different in the summertime than the wintertime. So if you have gone in the summer, you need to do it again in the winter, if you can. So that's what I would suggest. What do you think, Sam?
Absolutely, yes. Merzouga is a lifetime experience, and I encourage everyone to visit Merzouga once in a lifetime at least. Especially as you mentioned, the sunset, the stars at night, and the early morning sunrise. As you see the change of the colors of the dunes as the sun rises, it's just, I can't describe it, by the way. It's just, how do you feel it?
I know. So what else would you recommend or suggest, Sam, for the visitors or people that are traveling, whether they're a solo traveler, whether they're a couple traveling by themselves or in a small group or backpackers even, what would you recommend to them to see?
I recommend highly to visit Essaouira. It's a coastal city, very beautiful small town, full of history. It's a medieval city, by the way. I like it because it's a picturesque city, full of life, full of, I don't know, when you visit Essaouira, you feel like you are traveling back on time and you're not just enjoying the heritage and the culture of the locals. It's very simple, very quiet, and don't miss a walk on the beach of Essaouira. It's just an amazing experience. As well, visit the Sakala. Sakala, the old harbor of Essaouira that used to be a meeting point of caravans. Like some writers, historian writers say that back 5,000 years ago, which is one of the amazing cities that you have absolutely to take a day trip from Marrakesh or even spend one night in Essaouira. It's highly recommended. to take a day trip or spend 2 nights in Essaouira, because there is so much to discover and so much to see in Essaouira.
I think Essaouira, if I'm in Marrakesh and do day trip, I'll stay in Essaouira until my time, maybe 9 p.m., maybe have dinner in Essaouira, then drive back to Marrakesh. The downtown, it's a small downtown, Medina. It'll take you a few hours, maybe a couple hours to see it. But one of the must-see areas is absolutely the fish market. You have to experience it. I mean, the fish is just, it's just beyond incredible. It's really, really delicious. It's very good. That experience, you have to go through it to understand it. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you get to interact with the locals and, you know, you may get scammed for, you know, a few bucks, which is okay, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Then it has its own Jewish history, Jewish quarter. Incredible. Then the city now looks very clean, looks very nice, looks very modern, but also it has that hippie feeling because they have yearly music festivals. Ginawa Festival, it's normally almost a week in September or so. So in terms of explaining the Essaouira to somebody, I would say it's like Austin, Texas. They say keep Austin weird. Essaouira is the exact same way. They also call it the Windy City of Morocco because it's always windy. And it's one of the top destinations during the summertime because it's always cool. So the temperatures are in the 20s versus the 30s or the 40s in Marrakesh. It's always cool. It's always nice. And also, it's a really, really hot spot for surfing. So if you like surfing, Essaouira is one of the best spots to do that. In addition to it, about an hour and a half drive, there's an area called Taghazout, which is next to a major city, Agadir. Then if you go all the way down to the south, is one of the major cities, it's called Dakhla. We have not made any itineraries, but we can make some itineraries to see that part of Morocco, which is just unbelievably beautiful. Okay, moving on. Sam, to end this episode, what's one of the last things and what are the best things that you would recommend?
If you are traveling to Morocco, for example, and you are in Marrakesh, and you have only a few days, and you can't go to the desert, I highly recommend to visit the Agafay Desert. Agafay Desert is the nearest desert to Marrakesh. It takes only 40 minutes drive to get there, and you can enjoy many, many experiences and activities there, including a camel ride, buggy ride, or quad bike. Don't forget to enjoy a dinner in a local restaurants or camp, desert camps. There is so many of them there, and there is so many restaurants there, and I highly recommend to enjoy dinner there. If you can take a day trip, maybe a day trip to Agafay Desert, there is so many things and many activities that you can experience. Then you drive back to Marrakesh. The advantage is that there is no long drive, only 40 minutes, and you get there to this amazing desert near Marrakesh.
That's really, really incredible. Just to add a little bit to what you have said, Sam, Agafay is the substitute to Merzouga Desert. Merzouga is, it's 100% in the desert, but sometimes, you know, it's inconvenient because of the drive, because of the time that it takes to get there. So this one, we highly recommend it, especially during the summertime. There are different camps. It's a massive area, and you can have any type of experience that you wish. So whatever you're celebrating, if it's just a romantic dinner, if it's a huge event, Agafay is definitely one of the top spots to host it. And keep in mind, you can always go back to Marrakesh or spend the night in Agafay. Great, great options, great recommendations, Sam. It's been amazing having you back on the podcast. And it's a lot of fun to talk to you and chit-chat with you.
Yeah, if we want to talk about Morocco, maybe it will take us years. Yeah, we can talk about thousands and thousands of years of history and heritage and culture. Yeah. A mix of Berber, Jewish, and Arabic culture, which makes the country, as you said at the beginning, a diverse country. And there is always something for everyone.
So this concludes our episode for today. Sam, we're very grateful, very appreciative to you, to your hard work and everything that you do for the company. And it showed. Everybody's happy. And I don't take the credit, but it's you. You take all the credit because it's your hard work, because it's you and the team in Marrakesh. So I'm very grateful for all of you. And I really, really cannot thank you enough.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Destination Morocco podcast. Our dedicated show website, destinationmoroccopodcast.com, is where you can find all of our episodes, leave a review, find our social media links, and even register as a guest. If you have been to Morocco yourself and would love to share a story, advice, or recommendations, you're welcome to participate in our podcast. Whether it's a 5-minute story or a full conversation, we will guide you through the steps so that you can share your experience with our listeners. We will be back soon enough with a new episode for you as we continue our exploration of the beautiful country of Morocco. See you then. You have traveled the world, but Morocco's allure beckons you. Destination Morocco is here to create the perfect once-in-a-lifetime Moroccan journey, tailored exclusively to your desires. Let us craft an itinerary that unlocks the secrets of this mesmerizing land just for you. For a luxurious, bespoke Moroccan adventure of a lifetime, visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And let us turn your dreams into reality. Your amazing Moroccan experience awaits.